This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. Hi, we are so glad to have you with us today. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, today with Camille Butterfield, the Camille of the father-daughter legacy team at Monolith Financial Group. And, you know, when you plan for your retirement, you really need to think about all the risks your money can face. Because if you do not take any steps to help preserve your money from risk, then your whole retirement could be at risk. So let's get into this, Camille. What are some of the biggest potential threats to our retirement income?
So some of the biggest ones, kind of, I'll say just top four, because I could probably name a list of 10 to 15.
Sure.
And it all depends on the individual or individuals we're working with. You know, some people have this accounted for, but some people maybe need some adjustments in their retirement plan. One of the biggest one is longevity. So making sure you have enough to last you through retirement. We don't want you to have to unretire, basically being forced back into the workforce. Having all your eggs in one basket. We hear this all the time. I think I'm diversified because, you know, maybe I'm using three different companies to invest my money, but they're all kind of going the same way. So understanding that and different ways your money should be working for you to reach a goal. Taxes. This is one that is ever-changing, and it's an area too where we never know how much we're going to be paying in taxes, so prepare so that you can pay less to the IRS and keep more of your hard-earned money in your pocket. And then just simply being unprepared. We are constantly in this work, 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 and retirement can be unnerving sometimes. And so sometimes we put that off, where we need to start preparing and knowing, what is my retirement going to look like? How much can I comfortably spend without running out of money, and make sure that my retirement is properly aligned for the goals and the lifestyle I want to live in retirement? And we'll get into all of those here later in the section and really kind of deep dive on those.
Yes, yes, definitely. So obviously one of the biggest fears that Americans have, you know, as far as retirement goes, is running out of money, okay? So talk about why so many people are worried about outliving their savings, Camille.
One of the biggest reasons I think people are nervous about outliving their savings is because we're not just talking about money you have to spend over the next 5 years. We're talking about the next 20 or 30 years. And anything that you have to think 20 or 30 years forward in life, it's hard to really conceptualize that a lot of times. You know, when you ask the question, where do you think you're going to be in the next 10 years? Some people are like, I don't know. So imagine doing that times three, 30 years. And so understanding how your money's going to work for that long, those are all unknowns. And so how do you prepare for something like that? And that's where part of our goal here at Monolith Financial Group is to make sure that you have these guaranteed income streams, mm-hmm. so that you have money that goes along with maybe your Social Security, maybe you're getting pensions or rental income, but you've got a certain amount of money coming in guaranteed for the rest of your life, so that if the markets have those fluctuations, which guess what? They do. Mm-hmm. You know, your lifestyle doesn't have to change.
Now, you and I have talked often about how Fidelity says an average couple, 65 years old, could expect to spend over $300,000. This is even after taxes, for healthcare and retirement. That does not touch long-term care, okay? So, you know, you guys help retirees every day. What are some ways that you're helping them prepare for these possibilities?
First thing is, we're talking about it.
Yeah,
You know, a lot of times I feel like people aren't talking about it. They're just going, well, it is what it is.
Yeah.
And that doesn't have to be the case, I'm going to tell you. One of the biggest areas we consistently talk to our clients about is, and, you know, people who come in to talk to us, is I call her Aunt Irma. She's this little aunt, three times removed, that you forget about, but she's going to come knocking at your door if you make too much money in retirement. Yeah. And say, hey, I'm going to go ahead and stay in your house for free. You're actually going to pay me rent to live here for a minimum of 2 years. And she comes along a lot of times when people haven't put forth a strategy to look at their overall tax picture too, to say, okay, where is my money coming from? How much of it is taxable? Because Aunt Irma, she's your Medicare Part B premium. And those can get up as high as over $500 a month if you make too much taxable income. And, you know, she's not a fun aunt to have around. She's, you know, she's almost as bad as Uncle Sam. But, you know, that's a big area we are constantly talking to our clients about. And then, you know, looking at when they go on to Medicare, that's a big area, especially in California. If you have a supplement plan, we are actually what is referred to as a birthday state, where you can change your supplement plan 30 days prior all the way to 30 days after your birthday, outside of open enrollment time, and you can change your plan and potentially save some money on those plans. So if you haven't talked about it, if you haven't planned for long-term care or medical expenses in your retirement plan, I'm going to really encourage you to please give us a call, 916-884-2584. Let's start talking about your healthcare needs in retirement to make sure you don't run out of money. 916-884-2584.
And remember their website, monolithfinancial.com, and you can find out even more about Jeff and Camille there. And we thank you so much for joining us. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer today with Camille Butterfield. Of course, she and her father, Jeff, are the father-daughter legacy team at Monolith Financial Group here to guide retirees. We're talking about risks in retirement and, of course, inflation. We know we're going to have that risk in retirement because we've seen that, you know, just throughout each of our lifetimes. How do you guys talk about inflation? You don't know what the prices are going to be, but you know certainly things are going to go up.
Yeah, so I'll share kind of a quick story. Names have been changed for confidentiality purposes, but Susan, when she was a little girl, her dad used to take her to a local diner every Saturday morning. She, you know, vividly remembers the smell of pancakes sizzling on the griddle, the sight of her dad pulling out a single dollar to cover both of their meals, you know, coffee included for him. Well, fast forward 50 years and, you know, Susan finds herself at a very similar diner with her grandson wanting to carry on that type of tradition. But now, instead of $1, breakfast for two costs them closer to $25.
Oh, my word.
So, you know, that's just an example of long-term inflation.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of inflation over the recent years. And inflation, is it something you need to worry about? I'm going to say the short answer is yes, because while inflation some years might feel like it's a slow creep during our working years, it becomes a much bigger deal in retirement when your income is more fixed. So over 20 or 30 years, even that modest inflation rate can significantly erode your purchasing power of your savings. That $100 you set aside today might only cover half as much down the road. Jeff constantly says, oh, if you want to leave kids, you know, $1 million, it's probably going to be worth $500,000 by the time they receive it. So inflation planning is really crucial for a confident retirement strategy. By factoring in inflation, we can help ensure your money grows in a way that keeps up with rising costs, whether it's breakfast with your grandkids, healthcare, or those dream vacations you've been planning. But it's gonna happen, it's part of life, but with a plan that involves that, you hopefully don't have to derail your retirement.
Yeah, exactly. All right, another risk that we have to think about, prepare for our taxes in retirement. Talk about how the lack of tax planning impacts a retirement. I know you've seen that.
Yes. Well, I mentioned Aunt Irma earlier. You know, she's a big impact that can happen with not doing tax planning in a retirement. One of the other big areas is when you actually look at the overall numbers of what you potentially could owe the IRS in taxes. You know, we have software that allows us to say, okay, if tax rates don't change and you don't make any adjustments to do Roth conversions or start putting money aside into Roth accounts, you're going to pay, I'll give you an example. One person, they were going to pay about $900,000 in taxes over their life.
Oh my.
Both themselves, but then also they didn't spend all their money. So now they're leaving a huge tax burden to their kids.
Goodness
and their
sakes.
Kids have to now deplete those taxable accounts within 10 years. So $900,000.
A lot
versus,
of money.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, that's almost $1 million you're giving to the government for saying, thanks for letting me defer my taxes for a little bit.
Yeah.
That's saying tax rates stay the same. And then on the flip side, we said, okay, what if we look at taking advantage of the current tax brackets you're in and doing some Roth conversions? And for them, we were, you know, topping out that 24% tax bracket. So instead of paying $900,000, they were only going to pay about $450,000 in total taxes. But here's the thing. Not only were they paying less to the IRS, they were actually going to end up leaving more to their kids and in their pockets. So
oh,
I believe
awesome.
The figure was close to an additional $300,000 or $400,000 of tax-free money.
Tax-free. That has a nice ring to it.
Yep. Everyone loves the word free. And when you combine tax and free together, it's like, you know, the angels are singing from the
yeah,
heavens above. So
exactly.
If you have questions about how you can potentially pay less to the IRS and how you can preserve your assets so you can spend more of your hard-earned money in those retirement years, give us a call. That is the E in our dream retirement process, efficient tax planning, 916-884-2584. And of course, you can always text the word book, and there's a great chapter in there about efficient tax planning, but you got to text the word book to 916-884-2584.
Hi, I'm Lou Anne Fulmer here with Camille Butterfield. She is the daughter part of the father-daughter legacy team at Monolith Financial Group. She and her father, Jeff, of course, work with retirees just like you, and their goal is to help you have that retirement of your dreams. In fact, their plan is called the Dream Plan, and it's an acronym for everything that you need to address. The Dream Retirement Plan, everything that you need to address for that retirement of your dreams. Today, we're outlining the different risks to your retirement income. Outliving our savings, huge concern for a lot of people. The thing is, Camille, if you're so worried about outliving your savings, that can cause you to, you know, underspend in retirement, right? Just, okay, I'm not going to do anything.
Yes. You know, we have a lot of conversations with our families that we work with, and we'll say, you know, go spend some of your money. I mean, I can't tell you how many conversations I have with people that I have to tell them, please go spend your money. You know, because if it's not that important for you to be leaving this money to someone, then why are you not spending it? I think with COVID, a lot of my clients, and unfortunately I have these stories, it really changed a lot of people's outlooks. I've noticed there's a lot more health changes in the last few years that my families have shared with me as far as changing their outlook on life. You know, I had one client family who they were actually planning to spend money and go travel. So we had set them up to say, okay, you know, you're going to go spend $5,000 a month for the next 3 years. And they were just going to go have fun traveling, you know, checking off all those bucket list items.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, not only did COVID shut down their travel plans, but one of the spouses actually passed away during that time.
Oh.
And that was a huge eye-opener, not only for us, but also for that client. I mean, that changed and impacted their lives, where a year after he had passed, she's just going, I'm going to do what I want to do now. She's like, I'm tired of being scared of spending money. You know, I need to go out there and start living my life. And we were able to show her, yes, you can spend this amount. We actually have a program that we put your assets in, and we say, okay, if the market were to go down, or your account total value is to go down to, let's say, $1 million, you can only spend about $8,000 a month. If it goes up to 1.4, you can spend about $10,000 a month comfortably. but you actually are giving kind of like these guardrails in retirement to say, here's how much you can spend comfortably and know that the likelihood of you running out of money is very close to zero. We actually run what are called Monte Carlo scenarios where it tells you how many times with all these different factors would your case work out positively or negatively. That really gives people a lot of security and confidence to go, oh, I was worried about just spending an extra $3,000, but I can spend maybe an extra $5,000.
Yeah.
And that's the power. That's what we want to give each of our families, is the power to say, I'm going to enjoy life because I don't know how long we're going to be here. But also, retirement is about doing the things that you want to do and not just sitting back and waiting for life to pass you by. So if you don't have that income plan, if you don't know where your guardrails are set, well, let's find that out. But you got to give us a call, 916-884-2584. Let's find out how much you can spend confidently in retirement.
And their website, check them out there too, guys, monolithfinancial.com. Great information on that website. So yeah, I love that you can say with those Monte Carlo scenarios, you know, okay, so what if we spent this amount? Or what if we spent this amount? And then just see what would happen with your retirement accounts. I love that you can physically see that, put it up there on a screen for everybody. Yeah.
Yep, that's the power in that, because we can make those shifts and adjustments and say, okay, well, what if this happened? You know,
wow.
Out of 2,000 scenarios, only 5 of them say you would run out of money or you'd have to spend a little bit less. But now you can go in and go, oh, we're good. I'm comfortable. I can actually start spending my money knowing I don't have to unretire and I can live the lifestyle I want to live. Because that's truly what's important. We say money's part of it, but the most important thing is the memories you make and the life you live in retirement.
So true. But now I have this question to ask you. So when someone gets into retirement, should they be invested differently?
So I'm going to say most of the time, yes.
Okay.
Because most of the time when we are getting closer to retirement or those pre-retirement years, we're in growth mode, right? We're still contributing. We're wanting our funds to grow. We don't have to touch the money, right? That's the biggest thing. We're not needing to use it. Once you flip that retirement switch on, now it's the first time where you're having to pay basically yourself. You're writing your own paychecks. And so a lot of times it's not about that growth mode. It's about the preservation and income mode. So we look at your retirement differently because now you're having to start using that money. You potentially have to pay taxes on it. And we have inflation added to it. And so we have to look and say, okay, how can we put together a portfolio to help you not outlive your savings and that doesn't take on too much risk, where if the market goes down, which, surprise, it does from time to time,
yes,
you know, your lifestyle doesn't have to be affected that much by it. You know, the last thing we want is for you to go into retirement and feel what maybe a lot of you felt in 2008. I mean, you don't want to have a big market crash like that. Go, uh-oh, I don't know if I can stay retired. That's not our goal. So we spend a lot of time helping people understand that you don't have to take huge risks to stay in retirement. Sometimes it's just all about maybe making an average of 5% on your money, and that's completely fine. You don't need those 10, 12, 15, 20% gains, because those could mean 10, 20, 30% losses.
Right.
You know, the downside can make a difference. The upside, that might not make a huge difference in your retirement. And that's, I think, what's really important to understand. But that's where, I mean, we love our visuals and our graphics and everything because, number one, I'm a visual learner.
Yes,
but
me
I think
too.
Seeing it really solidifies it into your mind. And that's what we show people a lot is, hey, just by making this small adjustment, by taking a little less risk or putting some of this money into something that can't be affected by the market, look what your retirement looks like. And people are kind of amazed by that because they think I need to take a lot of risk to get big rewards, or they still need to make the same return that they were prior to retiring. And I can say for a lot of people, it's usually not true.
Yeah, so good. Okay, so we are going to be invested differently in retirement. You don't want to be too conservative with your savings either because you need your money to grow. But what if you're not interested in investing in the markets at all? Are there other options?
So there definitely are. One of the biggest areas we actually use a lot for people who want to safeguard their money and they're like, I hate the stock market. You know, I don't understand it. It makes me nervous. It's just not something I want to do. You know, maybe they have a story from one of the years of a big market crash. So we use annuities a lot of time. Those can be a great vehicle to get some safe growth, meaning if the index you're invested in inside of that annuity, let's say that index goes negatively, well, you could just get a zero for that year. You don't participate in the downside, but you get to participate in part of the upside. They're a great way to kind of replace bonds in a portfolio too. Another reason that we use a lot of times annuities is because they can provide that guaranteed income. Annuities were first invented to help with pensions. And so they are a form of a pension, but it's more of a pension that you get to kind of control. So you don't have to just invest in the markets in retirement, but a lot of times you may want to kind of mix the two together just because the three things people want, they want safety, they want it to be growing, and they want it to be liquid. Unfortunately, there's not one thing out there that provides you all three of those without a little give from another
right.
one of those.
Yeah.
So what we look at is, okay, how can we provide liquidity and growth? How can we provide liquidity and safety? How can we provide growth and safety? And so we put all those together to make sure you have every single one of those covered, but it might mean that your portfolio is invested a little differently to achieve these goals.
Okay, very good. All right, that just gives us a clear picture then of what we can do. And this is what you do. You help your clients create this retirement plan designed to address all these risks. And that's all part of your dream retirement plan.
Yep, you've got it. So that's where we found the acronym DREAM. So we want you to dream big in retirement because we really want you to live those retirement years confidently and comfortably. So we're going to help you design a retirement income plan. We're going to help you understand your risk management. That's the R. The E is for efficient tax planning. The A is for addressing healthcare. And then M is for meaningful legacy planning, whether that's to people or to charities or organizations. But having all five of those key areas put together and working together, we found that it really helps our families dream big and live confidently. Give us a call so we can start on your dream retirement plan today. 916-884-2584 or text the word VISIT to get an online calendar so we can start chatting. 916-884-2584.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Please remember that converting an employer plan account to a Roth IRA is a taxable event. Increased taxable income from the Roth IRA conversion may have several consequences, including, but not limited to, a need for additional tax withholding or estimated tax payments, the loss of certain tax deductions and credits, and higher taxes on Social Security benefits and higher Medicare premiums. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA.